Tomorrow is Cost of Government Day, a designation announced by the group Americans for Tax Reform as a way of highlighting what they say are exorbitant levels of government spending. Robert Kuttner, co-editor of the American Prospect, says such a day is meaningless since the benefits of government far outweigh the costs. But the president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, disagrees. He explains the group's unique cost-benefit analysis.
You take add up all the taxes, the spending, and the regulatory burden as a percentage of GNP, or net national product, and it comes to almost 50%.
Mr. Kuttner, you probably have not calculated this yourself.
Well, Bob, I have. When you do cost-benefit analysis, of course, as Grover knows perfectly well, you factor in costs and you also factor in benefits. And the only way Grover's analysis would make sense would be if you believe that there was zero benefit from government. So, for example, if there are regulatory costs, one of the benefits is that your water isn't poisonous. If there are costs of government, one of the benefits is that there are safer cars, or you get the idea. So to calculate the costs of regulation, and of course regulation does have costs, and not calculate the benefits is kind of a sleight of hand. And I'm sure even Grover, who doesn't think much of government, would concede that some regulation somewhere may actually have some benefit.
Look, I think looking at benefits is important, but Bob a little bit misstates what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get a calculation of what the cost of government is. It's as if someone is to tell you, here's the cost of a car. Now, you make your own decision on what the benefits of having a car are, but we ought to have at least honesty in what the car is going to cost you and what the financing charges are going to be, what the real costs of the car are. And one of the reasons some of the advocates of ever larger government and more government intrusiveness get nervous about discussions of the actual costs of government is that they fear if the American people had a discussion about what government costs, the true cost of taxes, that they might not want as much government as they are presently getting.
Much of the recent increased cost of government has been the result of fighting a war in Afghanistan and increasing homeland security.
That's a very interesting factor, and certainly a lot of conservatives would say, gee willikers, we have to spend money on national defense. National defense is about 3% of GNP. Government spending, federal, state, and local, is about 33% of GNP. So less than a tenth of your government taxes go to national defense. Not all good things cost a lot of money. The war in Iraq was not terribly expensive. Actually, we got other
bombs.
It
extends your cost of government day and makes it later in the year.
Oh, it does. I'm sorry. Spending more money on defense, on homeland security, costs more money. I would just suggest that we should take a look at the fact that that is a fraction of what government does.
A lot of government regulation came in order to protect consumers from the onslaughts of the private sector. I would submit that you could take any randomly chosen panel of economists and ask them the question, can you look at the costs without looking at the benefits? And they would conclude that we can fight about whether the benefits are large or small, but if you look at all of the different benefits of regulation, I would contend that they more than equal the cost.
Robert Kuttner, editor of the American Prospect, and Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform.